Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. The final practice of the week is in the books out at Ray Nitschke Field earlier this morning. Heard from coach, heard from the players in the locker room. Now it's time to hear from you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. Practice number 9 is the one that they held today. A somewhat more subdued affair than we've had the last 2 days. All guys were only in shells on the top. No full pads for everybody out there, including lots of young guys who were getting opportunities because it was a veterans rest day for a number of veterans, including Tyler Davis, Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, Preston Smith, and Elton Jenkins, who were all in street clothes, hanging out, having a good time. Elton Jenkins in particular, pumping up the crowd early in the proceedings. The vibes were good. The vibes were chill. But that doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of good work being done, which, of course, there most certainly was. Some other injury notes. Carrington Valentine missed practice with a hamstring injury. Matt said that he tried to kind of get through it yesterday, but they had to shut it down. Didn't practice today. I'll be surprised if he's out there for family night. Kind of stinks for a guy trying to make a case, make a challenge to Eric Stokes for that number two cornerback position. But for the time being, he's going to be on the sideline. Tucker Kraft still not back from that pectoral injury, still on PUP, still hasn't practiced here during training camp. And Josh Jacobs, free agent acquisition, running back extraordinaire, dealing with a groin injury. He was in street clothes today as well. So hopefully that's not something that lingers, hopefully more precautionary than anything else. We'll see here as camp goes along. But because of the vet rest stuff and some of the injuries, we did get to see a lot of young guys get opportunities, which is always exciting. Sean Ryan and Jacob Monk took turns playing center with the first team today. I thought both acquitted themselves quite well. Ryan in particular, I thought held down the fort extremely well. I think Monk still swimming a little bit, definitely a rookie. He had some nice moments, especially in the run game, but it's a lot. It's a big jump to go from college to the pros in any situation, but to be, you know, running with the twos and threes for the majority of camp and then suddenly be thrust into playing with the ones. Now, all of a sudden, you know, it's a little bit tougher across the way. So, but good work from both of them. Marshawn Lloyd also got a number of reps with the starters because of Jacob's absence. He had one play in particular with really sweet catch on a wheel route. I thought down in, down out, he looked good. No doubt about it. He is still kind of learning his way here. I think this is only his second team work that he's done in camp, but you can see why they liked him coming out. They like what they've got as far as his athleticism, his ability to set up blocks and make cuts, very apparent in the run game. Really good stuff from the kid early on, and it is still very early. And with Clark out, you got to see a little bit more Devontae Wyatt today. I thought he had a good day. I thought he was pretty disruptive, along with another day where Kingsley Enagbare, I thought, had another really good practice. With Rashawn and Preston both sitting out, he got an opportunity to be out there quite a bit more against the ones, and I thought he did very well. On the kicking front, we've got Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson. Then there were two. Joseph made all 7 of his attempts. Carlson only made 4 of his 7, and all 3 of his misses were, you guessed it, to the left. There was one in particular that was pretty ugly. So it continues to be an issue, a problem. Hopefully this is something temporary that he makes an adjustment and bounces back from. On the, you know, hole here during camp, Carlson is now 25 of 31 and Joseph is 29 of 31. So you're looking at the raw numbers, Joseph is out ahead, but there's still a long way to go. I think family night on Saturday night will be the first real test for these two, kicking in, you know, the stadium, full crowd, going through the entire operation. Something that we saw today is the practice of running on at the end of the game without a timeout and trying to get set up and kick the final field goal. Something that both guys did. Both were good on that. And both hit the final kick of practice at 55 yards. So, you know, it wasn't all doom and gloom for Carlson. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody. Before we get going, you guys know it, I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, in our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, or SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Shop local, people. Ticket King for all your Packer ticket needs. What's up, party people? Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody mixing it up already, including Rob. Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Random Packer equals Simone Biles. Hey, congrats. Congrats to Simone. Congrats to the team. What an achievement. What an awesome spectacle that was this afternoon. And yes, at one point, she did wear the green and gold, but now her husband's a Bear, so nobody's perfect, right? Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Jordan Morgan, you, sir, are a mouthful. Hashtag Bob Loblaw? I'm confused there, Andrew. I'm not quite sure. Jordan Morgan is a mouthful? It's pretty easy to say, actually. Jennifer, how are you? Thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Haven't seen you in a long time. Do you think Adams will reunite with Rodgers? No, I do not. I know there's a lot of smoke around that. I don't think there's any fire. I think, no doubt, Jets fans will keep that flame burning through October when we have the trade deadline, but I'd be surprised if the Jets actually pulled the trigger. But, hey, I've been surprised before. We shall see. Jake, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. What do you expect from the run game this year? Only 10 TDs last season. Jones had 3/4 of his yardage with the last five games. Does it carry over with Jacobs? That's a great question, man. I do think some of what they'll be doing in the run game will look a little different with Jacobs. I think you'll see a little bit more, not a ton, but a little bit more power, angle, counter, things like that, where he's able to get downfield, right, and just pick up a head of steam and get in the defensive backfield and make hay. But I do think they will be more productive, especially up front earlier in the season. I mean, last year, yes, AJ had his struggles early on, but it wasn't like the offensive line was killing it in the run game. I do suspect they'll be a little bit more effective up front right out of the gate. I think they'll be more productive in the run game, and that should help Jordan. I mean, young quarterback's best friend is an effective ground game, which is something I think with Josh Jacobs in the fold, and hell, even what we've seen from AJ Dillon and Lloyd, I think that should be enough to get them headed in the right direction early in the season. I don't think they're going to come out and, you know, put up 200 yards on the ground on anybody, but I do think they're going to be much more effective earlier in the season. I think they're going to be, like I said, a little more dependent on some of the more power stuff rather than just strictly such a zone heavy team. Of course, this is all just guesswork on my part, but that's what I'm thinking right now. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, was at practice Tuesday. The guy that stood out to me was Stokes. Maybe this defense suits him better. Took a picture with Halfley, too. Halfley's very, very personable. He's very approachable. It's so cool. As far as Stokes, possibly, right? Now, you hope so. Yeah, I love the idea of his being playing carefree, right? It doesn't seem like he's thinking too much, which is something we heard from Halfley and a couple of the other defensive coaches throughout the offseason as far as what they wanted to see from these guys once pads come on and things get a little more difficult. Stop thinking, just play. You know, I think we've seen that from Stokes. I think he's pretty assignment sure. I think he knows what's being asked of him, and I think he's, you know, absolutely letting himself go out there, and I think that is leading to good things. I do think at points last year, last couple years, we've seen him kind of maybe short-circuit himself a little bit, and that has certainly led to being placed and placing himself in some tough positions. But yeah, I think so far, start of camp, you really like what you see, no doubt. Joe, what's up? Enigbari and McDuffie on all overlooked team? Well, I did mention Enigbari at the start here. As far as McDuffie goes, he's been really solid, and he certainly seems to know the scheme, knows what he's doing. I haven't seen anything that makes you go, wow, but I don't think anybody expected that, right? So I'm, you know, it's hard to say he's overlooked when he's doing his job consistently and doing it well, but it's not like he's making plays that make you turn your head or make you say to someone, did you see that? Oh my gosh. Like, there's, I haven't seen much of that from McDuffie. So it's hard to say he's overlooked. He's doing his job, and he's doing it well. What else we got here, folks? How bad is Cooper hurt? Good question, Aaron. We don't know. They'll never let us know anyway. But we'll see. I know Matt said it's a, quote, little groin. That's some serious phrasing from Coach there. But that would suggest that it's not a big groin or a heavy one, hopefully. So I would suspect, let's get past family night, probably get past next week, actually, and then hopefully get him back into the mix. Soft tissue stuff, you don't want to play around with it. You don't want to get him back too soon, have him re-injure it, which is always the fear. So I suspect he'll probably be down for a bit. Now, I say all that and watch him be out there on Saturday night. You never really know because, like I said, they, especially during the preseason, during training camp, they are not required to give us any injury updates whatsoever. So what little information we get is always kind of a miracle anyway. But yeah, I would suspect they won't play around and they'll keep him out for a while. Andrew, what's up? It was an Arrested Development reference. Man, if I had watched that show in the last couple years, I probably would have gotten it. What else we got here, folks? How did Monk look today? Hey, is that that's a question from Coach Monk. Any relation? Like I said at the top, I think he was fine. He fit quite well and with the ones, and nothing seemed too big for him, but I didn't exactly, you know, watch him on every single down. I thought the pocket looked fine when he was in there. Jordan had time to operate, certainly made some big plays while Monk was snapping the ball. So nothing that would cause alarm. There was one play in particular that I did kind of take note, unfortunately for Monk, where Jonathan Ford absolutely blew up a running play, just slashed through the line and right past Monk. And that's when he wasn't playing with the ones. He was playing with the twos. But, you know, and I said this to somebody on the sideline. I can't remember who. But the thing to remember with this defense is this is what they're asking those guys up front to do. And they are going to hit on occasion, right? As far as get upfield, shoot through a gap, create havoc. And sometimes, yeah, you're going to land perfectly right when the ball carrier is there and you're going to get a big tackle for loss, etc. Now, the flip side of that is on occasion, you're probably going to get caught on maybe like a trap play or a counter, and you're going to be displaced really easily, and they're going to hit you on a big gainer on the ground. It's kind of the give and take, right? So I know, like, if anyone was out there today and you saw that play, Monk, really unfortunate moment for him, but that's going to happen in this defense. Like, I'm not, that wasn't one where I was like, oh, Monk got overpowered or anything like that. It's just, you know, Ford hit it. Hit the gap really well, really quickly at the snap of the ball and got in there and disrupted things. Glacier, go back, go. Hey, Nags, given the Cooper injury, how are you feeling about the depth at inside linebacker? Could you see Goody snagging someone after roster cuts? Thanks for all your coverage. Yeah, we're way, way, way early on that. I mean, again, we have no idea how hurt he might be, how long he might be out. If he is out for any length of time, it's a possibility, but I think they'll wait. They'll see what they have in-house as far as, you know, the guys that are here day in and day out doing what they've been asked in their program for the last 6 months or so. I'd be surprised if he made an immediate move, but to your point, after roster cuts, yeah, it's a possibility, dependent again on what the numbers are when that happens. We're a long way away from that. Abdul, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, who are you most excited to see in preseason? Has the O-line improved after their initial struggles? They have. They certainly have. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it does help to have a quarterback who's throwing in rhythm, but I think all the quarterbacks have improved in that regard. Obviously, getting Jordan Love in the mix certainly helps in that regard. But yeah, they've improved. As far as excited to see in the preseason, Kalen King, he's fun to watch, and he's got the right attitude. And I think he could, you know, probably be out there, get a lot of playing time in preseason, because I got to think Jair Alexander is probably not going to see a ton of time. Carrington Valentine, who knows how long he's out. Stokes will probably play, but not a ton. I think Kalen King is going to play a boatload of snaps in the preseason, and I'm excited to see him get out there because I love his skill set. I love what he's done so far in camp, and I think there's a lot of potential there, and I think he could just ball out. What else we got here? Abdul, thanks again, man. Most likely to get a second contract, Wyatt or Slayton? Ooh, that's a really good question. I think it's too early to say. We got to see how this, you know, at least part of this season plays out. Slayton's had a really good camp, right? No question about it. Wyatt's been somewhat quiet, no doubt about it. But things could go live down in Brazil week one, and Wyatt could have two sacks and a bunch of tackles, and Slayton could be invisible. You know, I think that's kind of what the Packers are letting play out as well. You know, I think we're a ways away. I think I would probably give the nod to Wyatt just because he's a former draft pick and he'll probably be given every opportunity to succeed. Brandy, thanks for the super chat. Is Royce Newman doing enough to validate a spot this year? Also, how is pass pro looking? Pass pro, it looked good today. If at times they were, again, taken advantage of by the guys up front, it's going to happen. Royce Newman played a lot today because of all the vet rest and the shuffle on the line. Josh Myers was out because of a personal reason. So you had, you know, guys like Sean Ryan playing center. Well, then you needed someone else at guard, and Royce Newman was it at left guard. And he actually held up okay. You know, I know Royce Newman is a convenient kind of whipping boy, and we all love getting on him, and he's kind of the modern Jarrett Bush in that regard, right? But I thought he held up pretty well today. Like I said, Jordan could operate the offense. They did a lot of nice things when he was in there along the offensive line. So I still don't think there's a chance that he doesn't make the team, but we all know they love their guys and they love keeping depth. And I think, you know, the fact that he redid his contract certainly helps keep him around. However, also makes him a little bit more tradable, you know, team not having to take on anything contract wise. So who knows? We'll see if Brian can get something for, you know, haha, Clinton Dix, he can get something for Royce Newman. Motel Men's Super Bowl halftime show someday. Yeah, this is not going to happen. Mike Witt, thanks for the super chat. Have you seen McGinn yet this trip? No, I don't think Bob even lives around here anymore. If I remember right, I thought he moved to Michigan. Maybe not. I shouldn't be pontificating like that. I'm not quite sure. But no, I have not seen Bob McGinn. Shout out to Bob McGinn. Hey, Aaron, who, in your opinion, has had the most impressive slash positive camp so far? On the contrary, who is disappointed? I love how people now do this because they know I get kind of miffed at the negativity. So it's like, okay, what's the good and what's the bad? It's so hard to say, Chad. I mean, as far as positive, I'll keep saying Enagbare's name. I talked about Anthony Johnson Jr. yesterday. He didn't run with the ones today. It was back to Bullard across from McKinney. So for now, I'll say Enagbare has played extremely well. And what's crazy is to think that most of the offseason, we were all sitting here thinking he was going to be out for like the first part of the year, because we all thought he had an ACL injury in that playoff game against Dallas. And oh, by the way, nope, no ACL injury. He's fine. And he has really come on here this last week or so. So I think that's been a positive. As far as disappointment, I mean, I'll go with today. I'll go with Anders Carlson. Really looked like he had settled in and fixed the issues from last season. And then today happened. It wasn't pretty. It was not. All three of those misses were ugly. One in particular. So, and they were all to the left, which has been his bugaboo, right? So I don't know. It's tough. It was tough. Daniel, how are you, man? I asked at happy hour, but any change on Dylan making the squad? What day is it? Is it Thursday? Happy hour was Tuesday. You think that's going to change in 2 days? No, I think he has a good chance of making the squad, but nothing's given, nothing's a guarantee, right? I mean, it's all about consistency, and it's all about trust. And I think they do trust him, and I think he is consistent. You know, you can say because of the deal that he signed in the offseason that it makes him, quote, easier to cut, but it also means he's cheap labor. And it's someone who's a veteran, who's been in your system for years, knows the system like the back of his hand, much like the quarterback, who, by the way, he's really good friends with. I mean, it's all levels, you know? So, yeah. Is there a chance he gets cut? Yeah, of course there is. But I don't see that as a likelihood. Let's put it that way. Wide receiver standout today, Nags? Oh, Dontavian Wicks. Absolutely Wicks today. Holy Toledo. He had a catch up the left sideline. Absolutely fucking amazing catch. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, it was a good ball by Love. And actually, Stokes is in good coverage. Wicks just dives out like towards the sideline, but make sure his keeps his feet inbounds, toe drag swag at the maximum, rolls to make sure he controls the ball. I think it was like a 27 or 30 yard gain or something like that. Just phenomenal catch. Yeah. Today it was Wicks, no question about it. I think the defense can soak up an injury to a linebacker better moving forward. Brandy, you might be right. I think especially because of the fact that they moved to a 4-3, you know, and when they're in base, which is rarely, but when they are in base, they need to have more linebackers out there, right? So it's kind of changed the makeup of the roster as far as adding a few more bodies at that position. So I'm with you. I think, yeah, a linebacker going down, especially now, as early as it is, it doesn't cripple you, right? I think they'll be okay. Andrew, thanks for checking out the stream, man. Has Christian Watson been going full speed, all out, fully testing his hamstrings? Thanks. Just discovered this channel. Can't wait for the season to start. Go Pack. Well, thanks for joining us, Andrew. Yeah, he absolutely has been every single day. And seemingly every day, Jordan Love has hit him on a deep throw. Jordan did a threw a seed down the left seam. It was Christian Watson from the slot going basically down the left hash. Walker is in coverage, picks him up, turns, hips, you know, just behind Watson, but he's got really good coverage. I mean, he's blanketed him, right? And Love just fit a ball in absolutely perfectly with Walker's head turned so he couldn't see it coming. Laid it perfectly to Watson, who just ran away from Walker. And it's seeming there's one of those plays almost every day at camp. Like yesterday, there was a play, he's lined up out left opposite Stokes, and you could see it coming because it was a single high safety. Love took a look, and Watson just ran by Stokes, 40 yards, first down. It happens almost, like I said, almost every day. Watson is certainly letting it all out. He is flying by people. Jim, DuBose is going to end up in Minnesota. Okay, relax. Just calm down. Calm down. He had a really good day yesterday. Didn't see too much of him today. Chris, thanks for the super chat, man. Cheesehead TV doing anything locally around family night? I was the random at the end of practice saying, what's up as you left the field today? Appreciate the work. Thanks for saying hi, Chris. We are not doing anything. We are actually going to be doing two different streams as far as during and around the event. We'll be having a live Lambo cam, as we have in the past for other various events. But we won't be doing a watch party this year because I'm going to be in the press box. But after the proceedings, I'll be doing my kind of like this daily chat post-practice or post-family night. But I will also be out in the parking lot prior to family night, going to meet some people, maybe make a little some videos for social, what have you. So if you see me, much like Chris did, see me around the parking lot, around Lambeau on Saturday, give me a shout. Let's hang out, have a beer, and you can tell me why you love the Packers. It'll be a lot of fun. Did I get Krolls today? No, I did not get Krolls today. Although, ooh, you just said that. Now I'm hungry. Now I want some Krolls. Okay, when people are asking me about my dinner plans or my lunch plans, it's time to wrap it up. Thank you so much, everybody. I really appreciate it. And I do want to give a shout out to everybody who does say hello, much like Chris is talking about here. It's kind of been blowing me away each and every day before practice, after practice, especially. I get a number of you coming up and saying how much you love the channel. You love Cheesehead TV, love what we do. I cannot tell you what it means to me. I know I'm probably a little sheepish when you do it because it feels very weird. Like it's about the team, right? It's about the players. It's about the Packers. It's not about me. It's not about Cheesehead TV. We are here to connect you to the team. That's what we hope we do, like we do in any way, shape, or form. But I do really appreciate it. And if I'm not as effusive with my thanks when I meet you, it's just because I'm kind of in awe that anybody pays attention to us at all. So I cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much. Programming note, there won't be a Packers Daily tomorrow, because there's no practice tomorrow, but I will be back, like I said, after family night, as well as on the grounds before the proceedings. So please say hello. With that said, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.